Hey, it's Beth here. Episode 306. It is the Home and Bathrobe March Madness issue. Highly anticipated because it's late again. I cannot believe how short February is. So, table of contents, we table them, we don't care. My editor at large, still missing. Colorado is a big state, but I will find her. Okay, so the other thing is, I can't believe I have a hobby that I never told you about. I needlepoint. And I did two pillows when Matt was a baby because if I made one noise, he would wake up and say, "Who's here? Get me out." So I did two entire pillows the whole time he was a baby. I couldn't turn the TV on. I couldn't make tea. He had ears like a bat. So I started one when I didn't know he was going to stop napping. And I was one quarter finished. And in the last 33 years, I've gotten it's almost three quarters done. And the other thing about it is it's a rooster, and I don't really like roosters as much as chickens. But I'm trying to get it done, and I do it in the winter, every winter. I forgot to pick it up this year. It's the first time I've ever really failed. I mean, I'm a massive failure in that it's taken me 33 years to finish this, but every year I try. I get like an inch or two on my, you know, journey, or maybe a quarter of an inch. This year I completely forgot. I can't believe this is the first time I'm depressed about this, but even my low standards, I can't even do it right now. So I'm kind of pretty sad about that. And so I thought for the horoscopes, I'd look up what are the saddest signs. So here it is. Number one, Cancer is the unhappiest when they don't look good. And I don't look good with this needlepoint thing. And because they are so moody and emotional, and I am. I just can't. I'm looking at it right now. I can't believe I didn't even pick it up and then throw it back down. I did nothing. They suffer from depression more than any other sign. It may sound superficial, but Cancers are very much into appearance. Yeah, I don't want to look like this much of a loser. And they don't like some sort of ideal. They want to live up to their lowest standards, their lowest expectations, and that is true. I'm devastated by this. Okay, now the Libra, he's the second most depressed. He's a control freak. So he is, oh my God, this guy, he's saddened, even depressed at not being able to control every single thing in his life. Okay, I'm really sorry for him because these are, you know, desperate times. Okay, the Pisces, family depresses him. That's great. Not so much his family, but everyone's family. He can't get along with anyone. They are sticklers for order and tradition. So I guess if their family was just themselves and a dog, a really, really well-behaved dog, that might be great. They're highly sensitive when it comes to blood. They're off the charts with it. They just can't relax. Thanksgiving is the hardest day of the year for them. Oh my God. I'm sorry. That is sad. That is sad. The only cure for what ails them is to have two glasses of wine before they even go into a birthday party for a five-year-old. So that's how Pisces has to handle this. They just need to get a little loosened up. Stop looking around so much. Forget about how many candles are on the cake. The kid doesn't care. Let it go. Let it all go. Taurus. Stagnation is depressing to Taurus. When they feel stuck in one place, they quickly spiral down. Okay, well, you know, we've all been stuck in one place for over 2 years, so Taurus is really, really suffering. The more they stick around, the more they get depressed. What I think they should do is take the garbage can out to the curb. Slowly. Enjoy it. Saunter out there. Sachet. When it's there, just lean on it for a second if it's not too filthy. and just see if a bird might fly by or something. A little change of scenery will help. So that might help the Taurus. Virgo, the great ruminator. Oh, I love that. Virgos get very depressed thinking about their own life. And since they never stop contemplating the ups and downs in their life, they can get emotionally burned out. Well, yeah. Why don't you just think about other people's lives? They're not that great. Just don't worry about it. You're probably doing fine. To me, what you ought to do is just take a shower. Just take a shower, shave your legs, start over. That's what you should do. Now, Scorpio, fear depresses scorpions. Okay, fear, and it causes them to spiral into a deep depression. Okay, we've been going through a pandemic for 2 years. I feel for you guys, okay? I do. Kids of Scorpio, there's been a lot to worry about. While they enjoy living fearlessly, doing what they want, and reaping the rewards from that, they love their life so much that they fear they're going to lose it. Well, you guys, you're going to lose it. I mean, you gotta pick one side or the other. The fear of death and endings haunts Scorpio, as well as depresses them. Wow. Why don't you fear the ending of a bad cold? Fear the ending of dandruff in your hair. Fear endings that are actually good endings, okay? Fear the end of Monday instead of what you're fearing. Just use your fear for your betterment, okay? I think that'll work. You know, fear the day after you pay your taxes. Something like that. Gemini. Heartbreak depresses Geminis, especially when they don't see it coming. Well, yeah, I mean, it's hard to see it coming. So that is depressing. We all feel depressed with heartache, but Geminis just don't get over it. Okay, that is really sad. While they may be laughing, they need... This says this right here. I'm not making this up. They say you need to listen to the song Tears of a Clown. I don't know why. I don't think it's a good idea. Don't do it. Don't do it. It can't be good for you. Just, I don't know. Get a puppy dog. Because you'll never be heartbroken. When they get housebroken, everything's perfect. Get a puppy. Get a kitty cat. Don't put your hope in people or houseplants. They die. Just get a nice, round mutt of a healthy dog. In the spring, puppies are born. That's a good one. Okay, Aries. Aries becomes depressed when they're ignored. Though it seldom happens, Aries is very in your face. These people burn very brightly, and they want all the attention. They are adamant about being validated by your approval. When they don't get it, they sink. Luckily, they bounce back. Yeah. Okay, well, if you don't want to sink and you want my approval, take me out to lunch and pay for it. I love when people do that. I'll approve of everything you're doing. Everything. Just be more generous and people will love you. They'll approve of you and you won't even have to bounce back. Just throw your money around. You've been not spending it for 2 years. Okay, Capricorn. Aging depresses Capricorns. Well, we're all aging. I mean, even a baby's aging, as they never quite accept that this is a natural process. Oh my God. Okay, so you're using face creams and all that. Forget it. Capricorn, just forget it. Forget about your appearance. Who cares? Just put a smile on your face. If you're over 65, it's not good anyway. You gotta snap out of it. Think about something else. Think about the appearance of your purse. Buy a new purse. And look at it and see how brand new and beautiful it is and the appearance of your purse. Just hold your purse in front of your face when you're trying to get a table in a restaurant. Just, you know, confuse the enemy. That's a good one. Okay, Leo. Leo becomes very disturbed when they don't get what they want. Well, I do too. I must be Leo rising or something. When it's a person, thing, or idea, they want it. Leo needs to be in control, and when things don't go as planned, they wallow in depression. They also let you know they are wallowing. Well, that's good, just in case you might have missed it. I admire that. I do. Isn't it true that misery loves company? Yeah. Oh, I think, Leo, I think you're healthy. I think you're doing great. Sagittarius, being alone is a huge depression trigger for adventurous Sagittarians. Okay, it's been a rough 2 years. I get it. It's been horrible. Oddly enough, this is very odd. This is the one sign that is most comfortable being alone, okay? Well, actually, that makes me feel that Sagittarians are the least, well, they are. They're the least depressed because they can be alone and they can be with other people. Good for them. Okay, now here's the happiest of the depressed people. Aquarians. Aquarians don't take well to being told they're wrong. And because of that, they spend an eternity trying to prove you are wrong or even implying that you aren't right. What? This isn't nice. The fight itself weakens them and takes them down a notch. How could this be the happiest? Oh my God, we're all doomed. But because Aquarians don't wallow in their emotions, they return to their positive mindset. After they've told you you're wrong, after they've depressed you and left you weak and humble and just a worm, well, of course they feel better. Okay, Aquarius, lighten up. Take it easy. We're all in this together, okay? Maybe you shouldn't be as happy as all that. Okay, recipes that make you happy. Oh my God. This was so crazy. I can't believe these recipes. One is a yam casserole. What makes you happy about it? Are you happy when you're finished, when it's gone? Like, this can't be true, but this is what they are, okay? So, okay, macaroni and cheese. Well, that is a good one. Okay. Succotash. Succotash does not make me happy. I'm sorry. That's it used to be in cans. You used to have to eat it, but it didn't make you happy. Okay, I don't know who these people are. Salmon and brown rice? Why bring salmon down? Brown rice is like eating little rocks. Maybe I'm not cooking it correctly. Okay, this is really wrong. Scrambled eggs and oatmeal together? Ugh. That's too much breakfast. Spaghetti and lean meatballs? Don't make them if you're not going to make them. A lean meatball is a golf club in your spaghetti. It tastes terrible, okay? Oh my God, this is it. The sweet potato souffle. It looks horrible. Horrible. Okay, now the last one is chocolate anything, and I'll go for that. But here's what I'm going to do. I'm buying a cheap hibachi grill. I wish I could write it off because I'm not sure it's going to work. Maybe you could share this podcast with a friend so I could get somewhere, anywhere, where I could write off stuff. Because I'd like to make a lot of these kind of experiments. I go out there, I do it, I come back and tell you what happened. I feel like my big barbecue in the backyard, it just makes me sad. Because we don't have a big family, we don't have grandchildren. I'm not cooking 12 hot dogs or 20 hot dogs. We don't have a pool. No one ever comes over. I would fill this whole thing up, or half of it, with charcoal's for nothing. But a little tiny hibachi, like at the Japanese restaurants, I feel like I would use that. I found one, it's cast iron, it's cheap, it's made in America, I can clean it, it'll probably take like 10 charcoals. And I'm going to put little twigs in it. And then I'm going to cook stuff like chicken satay and all that. There's a whole bunch of hibachi recipes on the internet. Little hamburgers we could have. Or big ones. 2 pieces of chicken. Just what we want. We're just 2 people. And then the cleanup isn't bad. And it's not down on the grass where all the bugs are. I've still got it up in the deck. Right on the table. I don't even have to cook by myself in the heat. And then y'all come out, kid comes out, and he enjoys it. No, we're going to do this together. I don't know, it might work, it might not. I just really woke up in a good mood today, I think. Okay, gardening. This is what I'm going to fill those empty pots. That the experiment I did last year was that if you water dead things, they'll come back. Well, they didn't. But this year, I'm going to fill my empty pots that they're along the front of the house with flowers, real flowers. And I'm going to get one bag of soil that has the fertilizer in it. I'm going to mix it up. I'm going to put these little flowers in these pots and they're going to be happy. And I've been looking at color schemes. This has been so much fun on the internet. I've been looking at gorgeous gardens in England, France, and Italy. And I wanna do this. And, you know, I'll come down to Earth and I'll look at ugly gardens in Amarillo and Tombstone, Arizona later. But right now, I'm just living it up. And I think I'm gonna do a monochromatic color scheme, because my God, they do that in Italy and it's so beautiful. I mean, Borghese Gardens, it's going to be like that, only with a touch of Tombstone, Arizona. But I don't have to go there yet. I can dream big, and I'm dreaming. Color schemes, I'm agonizing in the fun way I used to agonize when I was younger and I was doing things. Should I get this couch? Should I paint this wall this color? I haven't felt those things in 20 years because I'm not building anything. I'm not buying anything. But I can buy flowers and I want to. And last year I bought seedlings and that didn't work out because they were crummy producers. There were no flowers on them. It was a waste of time. I had all these eggshells, all these egg compartments in this thing. Spent weeks and weeks loving these seedlings, which was kind of fun. Then I plant them outside and they make no flowers. I'm going to the store. I'm going to get the ones that are there, that are producing. I don't care. I'm not going to play that game ever again. Okay, now fashion. This is my big go-to one, okay? I'm going sleeveless. I'm going to do it. I'm still going to do it. I don't care what anybody says. I'm going to make people get used to crepey arms. It'll be me. I'll be the one out there. I'll lead the way. Until they club me like a baby seal, I'm going to keep doing it. Let them club me like a baby seal. Then I'll stop. But until that moment, I'm going to stay cool. Cool and breezy. That's going to be my battle cry this summer. I'm going to be like everyone else. Let them call my outfits moo-moos. I will call them cruise wear. And I will go out there and I will do it. So, I was reading on, you know, how to make yourself feel better. First, I have a hero. I'm getting a hero column this month because of Ukraine. And I'm really proud of the women who are fighting along with the men. I mean, talk about equality. I mean, seriously, I wake up in the middle of the night, turn on the news to see what's happening. I'm so, so proud of these people. I'm going to cry. And there's a Ukrainian beauty queen. 2015, she won. She speaks 5 languages. She studies engineering. She's in a uniform. She's out there fighting. This, to me, is so inspirational. I'm out of my head over it. So, but I worry about them. I worry about them all the time. So, I look up online how to make yourself happy. And they say that you're supposed to laugh for no reason. Well, I'll tell you what. If you're going to try that one, make sure if you're in public that you hold your phone up to your ear so people at least think that you're laughing with someone there, okay? Don't do it alone. They might just take you away. So, no, I'm not doing that, and I can't do that, but there are some funny movies. So, if you have never seen The Philadelphia Story, you have to watch it. I mean, TCM or some way you can get it on the internet. Just get it. It's so great. And then there's another one, and it's called Sullivan's Travels. It's old. Veronica Lake's in it. She was 8 months pregnant when they filmed this movie. It is the most feel-good, sweetest movie you will ever see. I felt great from it. Harold and Maude is laugh out loud funny to me, but that's my weird side. There's something about Mary that was cute. The mask is sort of rough to take. Don't do it. It's too hard right now. Okay, so then there's, let me see if I can find another one. Oh my God. There's so many that just aren't really, really funny that people think are funny. The Producers is funny. It's just funny. It'll make you laugh. Okay, so Best in Show, but that's a little edgy. I don't know how strong you are right now. I'm very weak. I just want a sweet movie. I just want to laugh out loud. I just really want it to be easy. I like Annie Hall. It's so funny, but it's so sad at the end. A Fish Called Wanda is crazy. Midnight Run is so funny. These are really old movies, but they are really, really good. They really are. I mean, and not, oh, It Happened One Night. Charming, fantastic. The Thin Man, the first one. I mean, you will love these people. It'll just take you away. Nothing bad's going to happen. The Odd Couple is so funny. Just, I'm giving you ones where there's no edge. Just, we don't need an edge right now. We don't need to get, I don't need anti-heroes. I just want good people. We watched Groundhog's Day. It was great. His Girl Friday, great. Just good endings. I want good endings. I just want to relax. I don't want any trouble. So these are a couple that might make you laugh. When Harry Met Sally, so funny. I mean, Carrie Fisher's really hysterical in it. Oh my God, The Three Amigos. If you have grandchildren and they haven't seen this movie, it's so sweet. Just watch it with them. Just watch it with them. Give yourself a break. A laugh out loud. Just break. Nobody gets hurt. It's just wonderful. And, you know, let's just make it till April. Let's just get there. That's all. You know, let's just hope for the best. Keep our fingers crossed. Stay sane. Plant some flowers. Get some sun. March can have some pretty, pretty days. Just where the gloom and doom of the winter's over. We just need to relax. And, you know, I tried to find some happy music. Oh my God. Every single song, every single one depressed me. So I'm back with spa music. Find something, background music, or open the windows, the birds. I cut my hair. I'm going to put out my hair clippings for the birds so they can build nests. Open the windows. The birds are getting busy. Nothing's cuter than watching birds do their thing. So just take in a little nature and stay sane. And I will be back. Happy March.